Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, this is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at Omax Health. I was contacting Ms. Joanne in reference to a previous account that she had with us in regards to a couple of fraudulent charges that may have taken place
Hello?
On her.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Ms. Joanne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ms. Joanne. How are you? I do apologize to bother you. I'm a supervisor here at Omax Health. I was currently reviewing some accounts that we had contacted a few agents, customers on in reference to updating some card payments, and I came across yours. I noticed that the note left here on your account stated that you had some transactions take place from Alabama. I was wondering if it was possible that you could give me some more details on those. I don't need any of your personal information or anything like that. However, just if you still have those statements available, maybe dates or places, locations as to where these charges were taking place at.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, we are just currently conducting an investigation. We want to make sure and clear out any possible names if it was
okay.
Someone.
I should have it upstairs in my desk. Can you wait 1 minute?
I certainly can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Are you still on the line?
I am, yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
I
just want to try to make sure that we can clear up anything if there's someone on our end that we need to be, you know, looking into.
Here it is. This happened on 11/21 on my account.
Okay.
And it was charged at Longhorn Steak in Prattville, Alabama.
Okay. Does it mention in there if I'm assuming it may have just been like an online order, perhaps, if your card information was just used.
It has a big, long number after it.
Do you have any other transactions that may have taken place?
No, but I did have a funny one last night that I hung up on. I order a lot from QVC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
it took a long time, and I heard rattling of paper, which was similar to what happened the other time that I had questions about one person. So I hung up.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. I definitely don't blame you with that. So if this was the only time and the only amount, was charged?
Yeah, and I don't understand how, because since the COVID, I mean, I'm almost isolated unless I go to Giant Eagle, and I never use my credit card for food.
Oh, okay.
I never go out and eat on a credit card. If I don't have money, I don't charge.
Absolutely. I totally understand.
It's been in my house, so I don't know how they got a hold of it.
Do you know the amount that was charged?
Yep. Just a minute. It was $45.73.
Okay. And let's see. It doesn't give any other details on there. It just has the charge date, the charge location, and then the amount.
Yeah, it has the Longhorn Steak, and that's in Prattville, but it has a long number after steak.
Okay.
Do you want that number?
Yes, ma'am, please.
I don't know what it means. It's 0125-155.
Okay.
I don't know what
great.
That is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. It could just be a transaction ID number of some sort. But yeah, I just wanted to be sure that I did reach out to you, and I would completely 100% agree with you canceling out that card, getting a whole new one, so that way this doesn't happen again. But definitely, it's a good thing that you stay on top of your statements and charges and things like that.
Are you from OMEX?
I am, yes, ma'am. I'm a supervisor here, and as I was just mentioning to you, I'm just looking over some previous accounts where we had some declined payments, and usually I just go in and I kind of investigate as to how or why, and if we reached out to that customer to see if they wanted to update their card payment. So I noticed on a note, you spoke with a representative here on the 9th of this month, and that representative notated on the account you had some unauthorized charges. So I just wanted to see where those charges came from and see if it was anyone, you know, that was from our business that could have been charging the card. But I'll definitely do some more investigating on this information that you were able to compile to me. And I do appreciate you and your time.
Well, there were some charges. Well, I have a lot on QVC, but there was no way that I could figure it out because it was the holidays and I was starting to charge a lot. And I'm not going to say I didn't do it I can't say it wasn't mine if I can't prove it.
Absolutely. I want
to. Then I can certainly prove I wasn't in Alabama.
Oh, for sure. Yes, ma'am. Well, I do again appreciate your time, and I thank you so much for giving me this information. And I'll definitely be in contact with you should I need any further assistance with anything. But I think this about sums it up.
Okay, thank you very much. And your name again is?
It's Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A.
Okay, K-A-Y-L-A. Thank you, Kayla.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.